Does it kind of feel like a game week now?
A little bit. I mean, we got a little bit longer to go. I mean, we have, like 10 more days, 9 more days until the game or something like that. And so we're really just trying to get everybody's legs back and get focused and still continue to grind. And come Wednesday, Thursday, that's when it's going to really set in that it's game week. We're going to start preparing harder and harder on those guys and going out there to try to find things that we can expose.
Is it nice to have that Monday night game as the first game of the season to give yourself a little bit of time?
I think so. I mean, it's the first game of the season, so every team has enough time to prepare for their opponent because it's your first game. So you got all off season if you want it, and it's just all about how much do you want to prepare personally. And I know, at my own, I prepare a lot. I try to do as much studying as I can, and I think it's gonna be great.
You've been on the field a lot for preseason games, but it's gonna be the first time you go on the field with Adrian. It's gonna be like to have him out there.
It's going to be exciting. He hasn't got to play yet, and I get to see him in practice. I get to see just a little bit of spark of what he can do, and I could tell already from practice that he's going to light it up. And I can't even imagine how he's going to be on game day, because I know he has a different edge than he does in practice, because everybody does. And it's going to be exciting to be out there with him.
Whenever you look at what you guys have done in the preseason, especially in the passing game, it's been really consistent. Is there a secret to carrying that success over into the regular season?
It's just repetition, man. I just go out there and keep doing it every day in practice. And if you can do it in practice, you can do it in the game. And it's just going out there doing day after day, each play, each snap, just continue to do the things that you do and continue to win on your job.
What would you say you guys to do in preparation?
What is left for us to do in preparation, I mean, we still have to go in there and study more on those guys and what they do defensively and what we're going to do offensively to expose them. And, there's still a lot that we got to do. I know for me, I still got to go in there and look at the corners, what techniques they play, how deep do their safeties play, what coverages do they run the most. And it's just a lot that you got to go into, and there's little details. And, we got a great group of guys who's willing to go out there and work hard and go find those things.
How exciting are you to finally get to add a few more wrinkles to the offense?
I think it's going to be good. I mean, like I said, we're going to have Adrian Peterson back, so he's a huge wrinkle. And then we got Mike Wallace to the offensive side. I mean, he's another wrinkle. We have a bunch of guys coming in that's going to be great for us, great assets for our team. And, I think our whole offensive and defensive side, and even including special teams, is a wrinkle. And we're going to go out there and just show guys that we can play this game at a high level.
You guys excited to maybe get a chance to open the playbook up a little more now that the preseason's done?
I think so. I mean, we're going to go out there and do the things that we do the best, and what we do consistently, what we're able to do the best out here in practice, and that's what we're going to stick with. Whatever we do well, we're going to carry into the game plan and go out there and be able to do it against another team. And I'm sure we're going to have a few more plays that we didn't show in preseason, and I think it'll be good.